and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Turn a page. Amen. Matthew 4:17, "And from that time Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Amen. Revelation chapter 3. Verse 19, "As many as I love," this is a message to Laodicea, "as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." Yeah. Acts 17:30. "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Amen. J. Vernon McGee said that repentance is not for the sinner. Repentance is for the believer. Amen. That ain't what the Bible said. Amen. The reason those so-called fundamentals teach that repentance is not for the sinner, it's because that's too much of a work. And they preach grace plus nothing. And all the sinner has to do is believe. Amen. But here, Paul is preaching to a bunch of sinners. Amen. And he said, repent. He said, all men are supposed to repent. Hallelujah. I mean, you can't make it any clearer than that. Amen. The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere. That's in Hamilton, too. That's in the Highway of Holiness Church, too. All men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance." That means he gave a chance to all men in that he raised him from the dead. Amen. John announced the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus announced that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In order to get ready for it, both of them said, repent. Amen. Paul preached the kingdom. Praise God. And here he announces the good news of the kingdom of God to the men on Mars Hill. And to that bunch of heathen, as he preached the unknown God, he said that God commendeth all men everywhere to repent. Amen. They were announcing the kingdom. The first phase of the kingdom began with John the Baptist and with Jesus' ministry on earth. That was the first coming. But the business, the other end of that business, is yet to materialize and shortly will come to pass. So therefore, the last church in the book of Revelation that he spoke to, amen, as well as all the rest of the five that were in sin and in somewhat of a backslidden condition, amen, he told five of them to repent, including the last one. Amen. The last church just before he announced the rapture, the last church just before he entered into the things that shall be hereafter, that is after the churches, the last church he said, repent. Amen. Just before we step across the threshold into the kingdom of God, and it may be sooner than you think, it may be right at the threshold tonight, we may already have our foot raised, ready to take that step this very night. And the next step you take might be on streets of pure gold. The next hand you shake might be the hand of the Savior. Praise God. Amen. How would you like to be when you do it? What kind of shape would you like to be in when you take that final step, that final flight, and shake hands with the Savior? Amen. I reach out to shake hands real locally. Amen. In the twinkle of an eye, I'm shaking hands with Jesus. Amen. The message for the hour tonight for all men everywhere is to repent. The preparation proceedings for the coming kingdom is to repent. Praise God, to get to backslidden church lukewarm. Amen. Going backwards instead of forward. Got it in reverse, Brother Rex, instead of high gear. Amen. They're on the road all right, but they've been in reverse so long, about to have a collision from the back end. Amen. Some of my worst wrecks and some of my biggest surprises was backing up. Amen. And there's too many people in church that's backing up tonight. Amen. You need to get her in forward gear. Praise God. Amen. Shift into granny low. That's repentance gear. Amen. And once you get out of repentance gear, hallelujah, then you can shift into overdrive. Hallelujah. Hey, but the preparation we need tonight for all men everywhere, church included, is to repent. Amen. Church needs to repent. Five of them did in the book of Revelation. First one was a super holiness church, but they was holiness without love. Amen. They need to repent of the loss of their first love. Amen. Jesus said, my hair is still curly, my eyes are still blue, but you don't love me like you used to do. Amen. Borrowed that from an old Hank Williams song, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I'll tell you something. Amen. Jesus don't settle for second fiddle to the world. Amen. You ought to be just as on fire as you was when you got saved. And more so. We ought to be more on fire. We ought to be more zealous. Amen. He told one of those churches, be zealous therefore and repent. Amen. We need to repent as a church with a zeal. Amen. Why does the church need to repent? Amen. Not only does the church need to repent, the preacher needs to repent. Amen. The preacher got the letter first. It was written to the angel or the messenger of the seven churches. Amen. He read it first. Bless your sweetheart. Amen. And the preacher needed to repent. Amen. You can't travel with a bunch of renegades through a wilderness 40 years, but what, if you ain't careful, you'll get angry like Moses did and won't get to go in. Amen. You can't run with a bunch of rebels. Amen. That one day they're up and the next day they're down. One day they're in, the next day they're out. Up and down, in and out, until it would try Gabriel. Amen. But what if you're not careful? You become weary in well-doing and need to repent as a preacher. Amen. Praise God. And so the preacher got the message first. Therefore, he was to repent first. He wasn't in any shape to read the letter until he repented himself. Amen. No use to stand there red in the face reading a letter rebuking your congregation if you haven't repented yourself. Even the preacher needs to repent. Amen. Why does a preacher in church need to repent so bad tonight? Amen. It's because you can't run with this world, rub elbows with this world, go to work every day with this world, go to school every day with this world, drive the highways of this world and listen to that din night and day without it affecting your life if you're not careful. You'll hear things that'll stick. You can't remember John 3:16. Amen. But that old song will lodge in your head, and the first thing you know, amen, you'll be humming it unconscious going down the road. Amen. Hey, what we need to do is say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's what the children of Abraham needed to do in Jesus' day. That's what Peter, James, and John, and Matthew, and Levi, and Bartholomew, and Andrew needed to do in Jesus' day. Amen. They repented. Amen. They repented and got baptized by John. Amen. They repented and followed Jesus. Amen. Repented some more as they followed him. Hallelujah. Why? They were getting ready for the kingdom. If we're going to be fit for the kingdom, we need to have a good elastic knee and backbone and neck. Amen. You need to get down and repent, honest to God. If you got too much pride to repent, you got too much pride to go to heaven. You got too much religious pride to say, God, forgive me. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You say, I ain't no sinner. God knows about your sharp tongue. God knows about your lack of love. God knows about your lack of patience. God knows about your unforgiving spirit. God knows about your gossip and slander. Tell me you don't need to repent. Amen. Glory to God, talking 90 miles an hour about everything under the sun except what you ought to. Amen. Listening to that din of the world until we've all been brainwashed by ABC, NBC, CBS, API, UPI, amen, AOL, and all the rest of them. Amen. We need to repent. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. In a day when they have cuss books in school and required reading for young folks, right in school, we need to repent. Amen. Teachers needs to repent. Amen. Deacons need to repent. Sunday school superintendents and their families need to repent. I held a revival in Toledo, Ohio, right after I left Hamilton, Ohio, some 44 years ago. Amen. This coming January. Amen. And the Sunday school superintendent, who was a pastor's son, didn't come to the revival all week long and waddled in on Sunday morning. Amen. That's the kind of crew we got today in the staff of the general run-of-the-mill Pentecostal church. They don't care about revival. They don't care about souls. They don't care about a move of God. They don't care about doing their best for God. They're uncommitted. Amen. Lord God, like a days ago, dragging like a cow's tail. Amen. Never on time, always late. Amen. Great God. Amen. You need to get on fire for God and repent. Amen. Praise God. Everybody knows how everybody else ought to do. Here the Bible's telling us what to do. Repent. Everybody knows God's ideal for the church. God, everybody knows God's ideal for the minister. And we don't mind telling folks, oh, I know I ain't much, but I know that's wrong. You need to repent of that ain't much. Amen. Get it right with God. I know where I ain't where I ought to be. Bless God, get down on your all fours. Amen. Get your head in the dust. Amen. And call on God. Repent. The king's coming. And a whole bunch ain't ready. Because we need to repent. Amen. We give everything first place in front of God. Any pleasure, any little thing can come between us and church. Amen. We make our decisions about work. We leave God out. Amen. We don't have any convictions about working on Sunday. Amen. In a day of prosperity where everybody has too much. A man's got to make a living. No, you don't. You got to repent, because tomorrow you're going to meet God. Amen. Now commandeth every man everywhere to repent. Amen. In the last decade or so, two decades, we've got a bunch that rose up in church that thought if some preacher could get elected president, if we could run enough preachers and Christians for office, that we would change the world. Amen. I'll tell you something. Jesus came on the scene in a world under a Roman dictatorship. They had just got out from under a Greek dictatorship, and Alexander spread the Greek language throughout all the Grecian world. Amen. Which included in its four different parts Israel, Egypt, Syria, Babylon, amen, and Rome, and all the rest of them. Praise God. And then the Roman Empire came in and took over from the four that took over after Alexander the Great died. And Jesus was born under the Roman Empire. He never told one apostle, amen, to run for governor. He never told one apostle, amen, to do anything other than to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen, didn't try to change the world by changing the dynasty of Rome. And he could have spoke the word and Rome would have went out of existence. Amen. Jesus preached and lived and walked and scarcely mentioned the dictatorship of Rome. He wasn't out to change the world by changing the politics. There's just one thing that'll change the world, and that's not to be elected governor. That's not to be elected president of the United States. As a matter of fact, that'd be probably the best way to ruin some good preachers, elect him president of the United States. Amen. Amen. God never intended for us to try to change the world and bring this nation back to God. Amen. By getting the church involved in politics and the various organizations that are already underfoot today, and most of them are already crumbling in failure because it didn't work. There's just one thing that'll change our country, and that's for every individual to repent. Just one thing that'll change our country, and that's for the president to repent, the Congress to repent, the Senate to repent, the governor of Ohio, Arkansas, amen, to repent, the Pope to repent, hallelujah, every nation in the world to repent. It's the only thing that's going to help. Because it's the only thing that's going to get us ready for the coming of the Lord. Is to repent. Amen. We can live under the dynasty of Rome. They did. They had Pentecost with Roman soldiers marching in the streets. Amen. We can't hardly get a handful out for a prayer meeting. Amen. When we're free as a bird. Amen. Paul paid the rent on his own hired house for 2 years, and he was a jailbird wearing a chain. Amen. And he paid the rent for 2 full years. We can't hardly pray through and pay the rent with both hands loose, both feet loose. Amen. And can go anywhere and do as we please. And above all, we can repent and pray through, and God will answer prayer. Amen. Glory to God. There's just one thing that'll do any good, and that's repent. Repent of not putting God first in our life. Repent of not seeking first the kingdom of God and being committed to it. Repent. Amen. Of allowing the pleasures of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things to choke out the good word of God. Repent. Amen. Repent of our legalism. Most of us don't have to worry about legalism. Amen. We have to worry about legal liberalism. Amen. And the run-of-the-mill fundamental church today, amen, preaches grace for a license. Amen. When that Catholic prelate was selling, I can't remember his name, Tetsky something or other, selling sin, if you will, selling the privilege to sin for money to build St. Peter's Cathedral, that's what roused Luther up to nail his 93 theses to Wittenberg Church and start the Protestant Revolution. Amen. Luther had got the revelation that the just shall live by faith. Amen. The Catholic, down through the ages, have gave license to sin at the confessional. As a matter of fact, amen, if you didn't steal more than $40, you didn't even have to confess it at the confessional. Amen. So Romanism was a license to sin. But then here comes along John Calvin and his doctrine of election, unconditional election, unconditional salvation, and the perseverance of the saints, which is once in grace, always in grace. Amen. The modern Calvinists threw all of Calvin's 5 points away, unless they get hard up and need them in an emergency. Amen. They threw all of his 5 points away except the last one, which is called the perseverance of the saints, are once saved, always saved, once in grace, always in grace. That boils down to this. Once you get really saved, it don't matter what you do, you're going to heaven. Once saved, always saved is really a license to sin, signed, sealed, and delivered by the modern fundamental that stand behind the pulpit. That way he counts his nickels and counts his noses. He never loses anybody, no matter how rotten they are. He keeps the number, amen, and they can always be guaranteed a healthy, robust church growth. Because once you get it, you can't never lose it. Amen. Of course, you got to get it from a Baptist preacher and a Baptist church. Amen. An old boy working with a Baptist preacher in Piedmont, Missouri, got saved. Amen. Down at the Pentecost church, he was working with him. The Baptist preacher invited him out to his church. And he said, could I join your church? Well, said, you have to be baptized into it. Said, well, said, I've already been baptized. I already saved. He said, well, said, if you come down and join the Baptist church, said, you have to get baptized into the church. He said, preacher, you believe I'm going to heaven? He said, yeah, I believe you're going to heaven. He said, you really believe I'm going to heaven? Yeah, I believe you're going to heaven. And he said, well, he said, it's easier to go to heaven than it is to get in your church. So I think I'll just go to heaven. Praise God. Amen. And once you get baptized in a Baptist church, I don't care how many other churches you belong to, how many other preachers baptize you, amen, you got to get baptized by a Baptist preacher. Amen. Baptized into the Baptist church. But once you get it, you can't never lose it. You can commit a little adultery, steal a little, lie a little, amen, chase around a little bit, and live it up in the world, amen. And they ask one of these electronic TV evangelists, preachers, big preacher, wrote a lot of books, if the rapture takes place and this Christian is caught in the very act of adultery, will he go in the rapture? And he said, yes. And he said it different time on national TV. Amen. You know what's wrong with the modern church today? The modern fundamental church? The neo-Calvinists today? the every last one need to repent from the preacher right on down. You know what's wrong with the liberal Pentecostal movement tonight? Amen. They don't believe in backsliding, but they practice it. Amen. They don't admit backsliding, but they're living it every day. Amen. And a whole bunch of them ain't what they used to be. Amen. And when the old gray mare ain't what she used to be, she needs to get back on her knees and pray through again. Amen. The old gray mare ain't gray anymore. She'll ought to be a redhead one day and a blonde the next day. Amen. And green hair the next day. Amen. No, she ain't what she used to be. You know what? This church wrapped up in its style, wrapped up in its pridiness. Amen. Great God, it needs to repent. Amen. Praise God. Just one answer. Just one cure. Amen. For a million prating tongues. Amen. Running 90 miles an hour with nothing to say. Amen. Critical of everything and everybody. Amen. What we need to do is say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen. Repentance was preparing people for the coming kingdom. Jesus said, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We stand on the threshold of the year 2000. The seventh millennium. The kingdom of heaven is more at hand than ever. And there never was a greater need to repent than tonight. Bow your heads and let's pray. Father, we pray, Lord God, that every man, woman, boy, and girl will be honest enough before God, honest enough before heaven, to repent of their selfishness and pride and self-centeredness and lack of humility before God. Oh, Lord God, help us, Lord, to repent of our very pride that keeps us from crying out to God, that keeps us whispering our prayers, great God, in public and private, instead of crying out to God. Help us, Lord God, to break out in these last days in real lamentation, in real seeking God. Amen. To leave behind us this world of sin and shame and hogwash and brainwash. Lord God, help our people to repent, to get ready to face that day, the great day of God Almighty, when Him who died and rose again will judge the quick and the dead. My God, help us to repent just before judgment, lest be we unprepared for the coming of the Lord. And alas, for judgment. I beg, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's stand, and as we sing, let's come humble before God. Amen. Let's ask God to give us a clean heart. Let's ask God to give us a pure heart. Let's ask God to sanctify our tongue and our mind. Let's ask God to break every fetter, break every binding chain. Amen. Let's ask God to sanctify
what can our light heart,
our light attitude, our careless attitude about
Jesus,
heavenly things, our careless attitude about the coming of the Lord.
Come
to Jesus, amen.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious.
just is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.